Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Zayin. We are holding on daf Vav Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Halacha Kerabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha at the very end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Eileen Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors by Jeremy Lussman in honor of the 100th birthday, Baruch Hashem, of his grandmother, Bubby Goldie Cantor. She should be Zochel L'Chaim Tovim V'Aruchim, who is celebrating with her family this week in Toronto, wishing her continued health, happiness, bracha, nachas, ad mea v'asim shana. Jeremy, you're in Toronto? That's where you are. Yeah? Wow. Okay, so we thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today, Be'ez Hashem, what we're going to do is first we're going to finish up the sugya of pshara. We're going to discuss a little bit more whether it's a mitzvah to make a pshara, not a mitzvah to make a pshara. We're going to have alternate drushos from some of the psukim that we use to teach about pshara and what each one does with the, you know, what else to darshan from these psukim. Then the Gemara is going to tell us seven different sayings that we found a pasuk for, that even though it just seems like a popular saying, it's actually based in a pasuk itself. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know what the word taguru means in the phrase lo saguru mipnei ish. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going through all of Amud Beis, is going to be musar for dayanim. It's going to be things that dayanim have to keep in mind, and the importance of only appointing qualified dayanim, avoiding gaiva as a dayan, a lot of things about musar relating, and agadata relating to dayanim. So let's begin. Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So the second to last line, Rav says that halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that it's a mitzvah for a dayan to always make pshara. So Eini, is that really true that Rav holds that it's a mitzvah to make pshara? V'Rav Huna talmidei de Rav hava. Rav Huna was the talmud of Rav, so probably he followed the shittos of Rav. And yet ki avosel kamei de Rav Huna, when people would come for a din Torah to Rav Huna, amar luhu, he would say idina biitu, ipshara biitu. Let me know what you'd prefer. Would you rather I follow din, or would you rather I make some sort of pshara between you? But if Rav holds that it's a mitzvah to make pshara, why is Rav Huna giving them the option of din? So my mitzvah nami to come Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. What do you think Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha meant when he said it's a mitzvah to make a pshara? He meant mitzvah lememruluhu idina biitu pshara biitu. He meant that it's a mitzvah to offer them the possibility of pshara, to give them the choice of doing either din or pshara. The Yad Ramah points out that even though people come for a din, you still have a mitzvah to tell them that they have the option of pshara. Rashi writes that the mitzvah is to be poseach bipshara, to open up the possibility of pshara. So the Beis Yosef in Chosh Mishpat Simin Yud Beis says that even though the Lashon of the Gemara is idina biisu ipshara biisu, so it mentions din before pshara, and Rashi says you're supposed to be poseach bipshara, yeah, it's toch de dibur, it's in the same sentence. It means that you mention it right away, that you don't delay in mentioning the possibility of pshara. The Beis Yosef says that's the Shita Sarambam as well, that you don't need to say the word pshara before the word din. It just means in your first sentence you already have to tell them that they already have the possibility of pshara. However, the Torah, when he quotes this line, the Torah quotes that you're supposed to tell them I pshara biisu, idina biisu. So it sounds like the Torah took Rashi very literally, that the actual first words out of your mouth before you mention din has to be pshara. So anyway, frankly, the Gemara, if that's all Rabbi Shua ben Karcha meant, that there's a mitzvah to give them the option of pshara, that's exactly what the Tanakhama said. He also holds that the Dayanim are allowed to make pshara before the Gemar Din. So what exactly is Rabbi Shimon Karcha saying different? Meaning this is the Tanakhama in the Brice that we had in Davavim Beis, that Nigmar Adin, Iyata Rashay Livtzoa, that only after the Gemar Din you cannot be Botzeya. But prior to the Gemar Din, you can be Botzeya. A couple of people asked me yesterday what the difference is between Bitsua and pshara. Those different things, are those different concepts. As best I could tell, they're not different concepts. Bitsua is another word for pshara. The only reason we use the term bitsua is because bitsua is the Lashon HaPasuk. Bitsua botzeh berich nietz Hashem. So one of the interpretations of that pasuk is that it refers to pshara. Pshara is a much more accurate description. There are no other interpretations of what the word pshara means. Botzeh is a word that can mean a lot of different things. So we use the term bitsua because that's the Lashon of the pasuk, but the pasuk may mean a lot of other things also. also. And the term pshara is a more on target, more targeted, I should say, description of what pshara is. That's as far as I can tell, at least. So anyway, so the Gemara asks, "Hainu Tanakama." So it seems that Reb Shimon Karcha is saying the same thing as Tanakama. Says Gemara, "No, it's not the same." Reb Shimon Karcha suffer mitzvah. Tanakama suffer rishus. Reb Shimon Karcha says that it's a mitzvah, and Tanakama holds that it's not a mitzvah for a dayan to offer pshara. It's only rishus for a dayan to offer pshara. So asking Gemara, "L'chora Tanakama holds that a dayan is allowed to make pshara before the Gemara din." Hainu Reb Shimon ben Menasya. That's like Reb Shimon ben Menasya holds a kol zman that you don't know which way the din is nota, the dayan is allowed to make pshara. But once you know which way the din is nota, you're not allowed to make pshara. So ikabenayu, the difference between the shitos is that mishatishma divrayan. If everyone can mute, Glenn, if you can mute. Thank you. So, Reb Shimon ben Menasya. That's like Reb Shimon ben Menasya. It was a kol zman that you don't know which way the din is nota. So says Gemara, "Ikabenayu misha tishma divrayhen vati yodei leichem din nota." Nafkamina between them is if you've heard them and you don't know which way the case is going. Iat harashay lomer lehen tzu v'tzu. So then you're not allowed to tell them to go out and make pshara. Tanakama disagrees and holds kol zman that you don't have a gemara din. Yes, you may tell them to go out and make pshara. So even if you've already heard their cases and you know where this case is heading, Tanakama would say you're still allowed to encourage them to make pshara. So we had a pasuk yesterday, uvotzeya beirech nietz Hashem. So we thought that we darshened yesterday that pasuk is talking about someone who is mevarich adayon that makes pshara. So says Gemara, upliga de Rabbi Tanchum bar Chani loy, that Rabbi Lazar, who darshens this pasuk about a dayan who makes pshara, is in disagreement with the Rabbi Tanchum bar Chani loy. He darshens the pasuk differently. Damar Rabbi Tanchum bar Chani loy lo nemer mikra zeh el kereged maisei ha'egel. This pasuk is talking about what Aaron did at the what Aaron HaKohen did at the maisei ha'egel. Shenemar, because the pasuk says vayar Aaron ve'ivim mizbech lefanav, that Aaron saw and then he built a mizbech. So what did he see? Mara'a. What vision did he see that he decided that it's a really great idea to make a mizbech to be makriv to the egel? So Amra bin Yom Bar Yefes, Amra Blazar, Ra'a Chur shezavuach lefanav. He saw Chur, the son of Miriam, that was slaughtered in front of him, that they killed him because he didn't want to go along with their plan. That's what's vayivin mizbech lefanav, that he understood from that which was zavuach lefanav, from that which was slaughtered in front of him, that if he doesn't do what they want, they're going to kill him as well. The Medrash Tanchuma darshens from vayar Aaron, Tzaloshan vayira Aaron, that he was afraid, and that's the raya that they killed Chor. So Amar, so Aaron started negotiating with himself, and he says, "Yilo shemanu luhashta, if I don't listen to them right now and help them make this egel, they're going to kill me the same way they killed Chor. And it will be fulfilled within me, about me, the pasuk of im yeharig b'mikdash Hashem, Kohen v'Navi," the pasuk in Eicha says, because Aaron was both a Kohen and a Navi. So, and for that Avera, they were chote before the Chormana Habayis Rishon, where they killed Zechariah, who was a Kohen and a Navi in the Beis HaMikdash. So, v'lo havyalu takanta. And if they do that, there's not going to be lo havyalu takanta liolam. There's not going to be any way to do tshuva from that. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for that, right? Meaning that's something that was that causes catastrophic consequences. So mutav d'labdu le'egel, better for them to do the egel, efshar havilu takanta, at least then there will be tshuva, at least then they'll be able to fix it afterwards, they'll be able to do tshuva. So that's the pshara that we're referring to when we say botzeh birich nietz Hashem. But a dayan that makes pshara, no, that's not a problem. Not like Rabbi Elezer, that we should have a problem with a dayan that makes pshara. It's a good thing for a dayan to make pshara. It's when one negotiates averos, and when one enables averos, because they say better for them to do this averos avera than that avera. That's where we make pshari. You don't give in on doing averos. That's a question. The Meiri writes that he darshens the pasuk l'gnai, that it was a bad thing that Aaron had done over here by he says afal bishab shor nevcheres lin dinim mamnis lin yinisir enu kain al yomer adayin natilo azu kedei shlo yochal azu, that when it comes to dinim mamnis, pshar is a great idea. When it comes to isir veheter, to say I'll be matir this isir so they don't do that isir, that's a terrible idea. However, in the Otzar Gaonim they say differently. They say mitoch pirush Sanhedrin legon lekadmon, that Rabbi Tarchum Bar Chilai understands the pasuk not as a kenai, but that Aaron did the right thing. That you have to be mevarich b'tzeya, and the Tanaim that disagree with Rabbi Tarchum Bar Chilai, shema lo hayu osim. Maybe they didn't make a pshara by isurim, but really you're supposed to make a pshara by isurim. It's not the impression you get from the Gemara. The impression you get from the Gemara is that you don't make a pshara when it comes to isurim. The Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Hilchas Nida, in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, quotes a Tshuvas HaRivash, who is asked whether the Isra of Nida applies to a single girl as well. And he says, of course it applies to a single girl as well. Why then weren't they Misakin Tevila for a single girl? He says, because that's going to be a bigger Michshal. Then everyone's going to assume that they're allowed to have Tashmish with a single girl. Meaning you don't start saying if people are anyway not going to behave themselves, so why have them violate the more severe Isra Kares? Let the single girls go to the mikveh, and then they'll only violate a less severe iser. No, we don't do pshara with isurim like that. That's what Rav Shturmbach writes in Shuvas Vahanagos in Chelek Aleph, Siman Tav Pei Dalid, that there was a city in Litta where people were poreitz biznus, and the rabbi darshened that at least don't violate the iser of nida, at least go to the mikveh, and caused a lot of problems. I mean, that was not a good idea. That we try not to negotiate when it comes to comes to Isurim. Now, what did Aaron say? That he's worried that they're going to kill a Kohen v'Navi b'yom echad, because he is both a Kohen and a Navi. So the Marshad just points out, he wasn't a Kohen yet. They didn't have the Mishkan yet, right? And even the first 7 days that they were the Mei HaMiluim from the Mishkan there's a Medrash Agav that says that they finished building the Mishkan. They finished construction of all the Kelim and the Oel and everything that they needed from the Mishkan on Chaf Hei Kislev. They didn't erect the Mishkan and start using it till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should wait for the day, for the month Shenolad Bo Yitzchak, that Yitzchak Avinu was born before the Mishkan starts. But a week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you had Moshe Rabbeinu serving as the Kohen Gadol. So from Chaf Hei Kislev to until Chodesh Nisan, it was all done, but they couldn't do anything with it. It was all just sitting there, just sitting in storage. So that was the Medrash says that Chaf Hei Kislev got all upset. I was supposed to be this big day of celebration, and nothing happened. Nothing happened on Chaf Hei Kislev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just be patient. I got something for you. And 1,000 years later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chaf Hei Kislev Chanukah. But anyway, this story with Aaron was before the Mishkan. It was before he was actually a Kohen, the Marsha points out. So Marsha says, yeah, but he was a Bukhar. And when they were Makrav on Bamos, the Bukhar had the status of a Kohen. So Sefer Pinayo says he was not a Bukhar. He had an older sister, right? So you're not a Bukhar if you have an older sister. So what does the Marsha mean? There is another Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah that says that the Kuna was given to Aaron because he was a Bukhar. Maybe they had different rules in terms of what counts as a Bukhar. Maybe your firstborn male would still count as a Bukhar. The Torah Chaim raises the issue that lechora avodah zara is more chamor from shvichas damim and from all the averos shebetorah, that anyone who's over avodah zara is as if he's kofer b'kol haTorah kula. So what kind of negotiation was this anyway that Aaron was doing? What was he saying? Let me have them do this avera so they'll avoid a more severe avera. The avera you're having them do is avodah zara. There is no more severe avera that you could have them that they would be able to do. So Pashtus is, he says what it means, that even though Enochinami Avodah Zarah is the most severe Avera, but at least there's tshuva. There's no tshuva for murdering a Kohen V'Navi B'Yom Echad. So So in a chidami, it's the most severe avera. But sometimes, even if an avera is very severe, you can at least do tshuva from it. You can do tshuva for murder as well. But kohen v'navi b'yomechad, I guess you can't do tshuva so easily for. So anyway, the Gemara goes back to the drasha of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, where we said yesterday that poter mayim reishis madon v'lefnei askala riv nitosh. So we said yesterday that a dayan is allowed to make pshara only before he knows which way the din is going to go. So v'hani tanoi poterayim reishis madon my darshi bay. Those tanoim that hold the kol zman that you don't have a gemar din, you're still allowed to do pshara. What do they do with this pasuk of poter mayim reishis madon? They can't use it to teach me that you can only make pshara up until the time you know which direction the case is going. So they darshim kidrav hamnuna. Tamar Rav Hamnuna, that Rav Hamnuna said, when a person is nifter min olam and he goes to the Beis Shalmaila, ein tchilas dinu shel adam nidon ella al divrei Torah, that the very first matter of business in the Beis Shalmaila is going to be about his failure to be osik b'Torah properly. Shnemar poter mayim reishis madon. The fact that he patered from himself the mayim, the Torah, which is nimshal lamayim, that's going to be reishis madon. That's going to be the beginning of his din. Rishonim will point out, well, wait a second, that's not what the Gemara in Shabbos tells us. Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the first question is going to be Nasas v'Nasata be'emuna, and not Kavati itim l'Torah. Kavati itim l'Torah is only going to be after Nasas v'Nasata be'emuna. So Tosus writes that it's dafka about a person who is not osik in Torah at all, but someone who is osik in Torah, it's just that he wasn't kaveh itim, so he's going to first be asked about Nasas v'Nasata be'emuna. Meaning the questions that you're going to be asked, that the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph highlights, is dafka questions where that highlight a person's weaknesses that are going to be difficult for a person to answer. So if a person was osik in Torah, the question is not first going to be about Torah. First, it's going to be about Nasas v'Nasata be'emuna. The second one is not going to be about whether you're osik b'Torah. It's going to be about kavati itim l'Torah. Did you have set times for Torah? Then Tosa says that really everyone is going to be first asked about nasasav and nasata be'emuna. But when they punish him, he's going to be punished for bittul Torah first, and that's what it means. Tchilas dino shaladim. Dino shaladim is not what you're asked about first; it's what you're punished for first. The Maariv Chayis quotes from the Gra a different interpretation that all of those questions that you have in the Gemara and Shabbos are really all about Divrei Torah. That the Gemara, one line after the other, one line talks about Emuna Zaseder Zra'im, Itecha Zaseder Moed, and then it has six, all six Dharma of Mishnayos alluded to, and then it has six questions. Nasas v'nasata be'emuna, Kavati Itim l'Torah. So each of the questions relate to a different Seder of Mishnayos. It's not about, Nasas v'nasata be'emuna, it's not about honesty in business, it's did you involve yourself in Emuna Zaseder Zrayim, Kavati Itim l'Torah, did you learn Seder Moed, v'chule v'chule, each one referring to a different Seder of Mishnayos that a person is supposed to learn all of Shas. So that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Hay Tigra Damya L'tzinor Debitka Damaya, that when there's fights, when there's arguing, it's like a river that begins to overflow, and it starts out as like a small flow that water begins to go through, and if you don't close it up right away, Kivan to Ravach Ravach, it broadens and it becomes like this massive flood. So too, if you don't nip it in the bud when there's fighting, when there's machlokas, it just grows and grows and grows. Abaye Kshisha Amar, Abaye the elder said, Dami Luguda de Gamla, it's like the planks on a bridge, Kivan to come, that originally, initially when they build a bridge, the planks are a little bit shaky, but as people step on them and it's well trodden, over time it just settles and it becomes much more intact, much less shaky, becomes much more entrenched in the bridge in a way where you don't feel the shakiness of it. So machlokas at the beginning, people aren't sure if they want to get involved, they don't want to get involved. Once they dig their heels in, then it's going to be too late. If you don't stop it, they're going to be totally entrenched in that machlokas. Shami v'shasi sheva zemiros hu simin. So we have a simin for the seven different sayings that we're about to quote that we find a source for in a pasuk itself. So it's interesting. The Iyun Yaakov says, "L'may nafkamin, if I could find the source for these sayings in the pasuk," he says, "Nafkamin is you're not allowed to say these sayings in the bathroom. That even though it's even though they seem like just sayings that are in you know whatever language you say them," he says, "Divrei Torah it's asalom beis amerchatz, and even b'lashon chol." So this has the status of Divrei Torah since these are Torah messages that are based in psukim. So who would have a kamar vazel? There was a person who used to say, "Tuve d'shama va'adish," that praise is someone who hears himself being embarrassed and is quiet. He doesn't say a word about it. He doesn't fight back. He doesn't fire back. Chalfu abishte meya, and he will manage to avoid 100 bad things in his life by just being quiet when people say not nice things to him. So Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kratzer, it's a pasuk poter mayim reishis madon, and the pasuk means that that the beginning of fighting, which is also like compared to mayim, is reish meyadini, is the beginning of 100 bad things that you can avoid. Ha'udava kamravazil, a person used to say atarti tlaskan velo miktil, for two or three gnevos that a ganav does, he still doesn't get killed, but in the end of the day, he thinks he's getting away with it, he's going to be punished for all of it. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kratziv, it's a pasuk in Amos. Komar Hashem al shlosha pishay Yisrael v'al arba'a lo ashivenu, for three pshayim Hashem is still quiet, but when you do the fourth one lo ashivenu, you're going to get punished for all of them. So ha'udah v'kamar v'azul, a third statement, there was someone that would say, that said shev biri l'shalmana, if I have seven burrows that are dug in front of the feet of someone who's chasing after shalom, l'shalmana, someone who's chasing shalom, he's going to manage to avoid all the pitfalls, all the burrows that are dug in his path. But someone who does bad is going to fall in the very first bar, the first opportunity to stumble, he will stumble. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kratziv, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam u'rishayim yikashlu b'ra'a, that the tzadik could fall seven times and he'll get, Kodesh Baruch will help him get right back up, but the rishayim are going to be nichshal in the very first time. A fourth statement, there was a person who used to say all the time, dim beidina shaklua glima, someone who had his clothing taken away from him in Beis Din, meaning he lost the case so badly that his coat was taken away from him because he owed the other fellow money. Lizmar zemer v'lezel burcha, he should walk out of Beis Din skipping and whistling and singing and you know be in the best mood that he lost the case. So Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kratziv, because it's a pasuk that says like that in Shemos. V'gam kol ha'amazel mekomo yavo v'shalom, it says kol ha'amazel is going to be Yavav v'shalom. That even the people who are chayiv bedin are going to be Yavav v'shalom. And the reason for that is that you were just saved from violating an avera of stealing money that didn't belong to you. You should be grateful that now I don't have that avera. I don't have that problem. So when a person loses a case, he should be thrilled. There was a person that used to say, he naima v'dikula shafil. The woman is falling asleep. She's dozing off. The basket that's on her head is falling with all of her stuff that she uses, and it's a mashal that when a person is lazy about doing their job, it's not so clear that they're working at all. So Amalei Shmuel l'Rav Yehuda Kratziv, it's a pasuk in Koheles, Batzaltayim imach amikare, b'shiflus yadayim yidlof habayis, the pasuk continues, that when a person is lazy about fixing up their house, then the beams of the house start to get ruined and they start to sag, and when a person lowers their hands from lifting them up to do to fix the roof, so the rain starts having an impact on the roof and starts causing the whole roof to sag. A sixth statement, there was a person who used to say, "Gavr derechitzna alei ad yei ligzize v'kam." The person that I trusted in, he picked up his fist against me and fought me. So Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kratziv. Yes, sometimes a person experiences that someone that they thought was their friend goes against them. That we find that David HaMelech said when his enemies wanted to kill him, "Gam ishlomi asher batachti bo," he went on to say, "Oh chalach mi higdal lai akev," that even the person who was at peace with me and ate from my bread that I used to support, so he fought me and wanted to get up, to rise up to kill me. And then seventh, final statement, there was a person that said, "Ki rechimte nava aziza," when the love between us was very strong, describing love between husband and wife, Kusya de Safsira Shchevan. We could sleep on the edge of a sword, meaning we didn't need much. Meaning when a couple is getting along very well and they have great shalom bayis, they can get by on very, very little. That they'll still be happy even without much material wealth. But hasha de lo aziz and rechimtin. But now that our love is not so strong, Puria bar shitin garmidi lo sagilan. A bed the size of 60 amos is not big enough for us. Meaning we could have as much private space as we want, but we can. The house is not. It's still not going to be big enough for us when we don't get along. Rav Huna Kraiksiv. Rav Huna says this is also psukim. May Karaksiv. Initially, when we described the Ashras Hashchina and Klal Yisrael, it says v'nuadi l'chasham v'divarti yidcha me ala kapores, that the Shechina resided me ala kapores v'tanya, and we have a brisa aron. Tisha, the Aron was 9 tefachim kaporis tefach. The thickness of the kaporis was only 1 tefach. Harei kanasar, which makes for a total of 10 tefachim off the ground, and the whole thing was 2.5 amos long and 1.5 amos wide. So Kodesh Baruch Hu managed to condense his shechina to this teeny tiny little area me'ala kaporis. Ula b'sov k'siv, and then after Klal Yisrael does an aveira, va'abayis ha'shabana melech shlomo l'Hashem shishim ha'marko v'asim rachbo shoshim ha'makamaso, massive base hamikdash. Ula b'sov k'siv, and then it says later on in Yishayo, Komar Hashem Hashemayim Kisi V'aretz Adom Ragli Eza Bayis Hashem Tivnili. With all of heaven and earth, there's not enough room for me. There's no bias that can hold my Shechina. So you see that even though originally a little 10 tefach thing is able to hold the Shechina, but that's when there's great love. But when the relationship is not as strong, no matter how big things are, it's not going to be able to hold together. So now the Gemara says, My Mashmatai Lo Saguru Lishna De Kanushehu. How do I know that the term lo saguru is the lashon of hachnasa? Meaning, we said yesterday that lo saguru mipnei ish tells us that lo tachnis devarecha mipnei ish, that you should not withhold from that which you want to say because you're afraid of somebody. So we said that even a Talmud who's sitting in his Rebbe's courtroom and he hears something that could, an argument that could be made that his Rebbe's not making, don't hold back, say it. So how do I know? Lo saguru mipnei ish. So where do I see the word saguru means to hold back? So Amrav Nachman Amakra, V'yayin lo tishtev lo segor, that you shouldn't drink wine or segor, don't bring it into your house, so don't be machnis it. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Mehalcha, we learn from a different pasuk in Mishlei, Tachin b'kayitz lachma, agra b'katsir ma'achala, that the bug, the ant, prepares in the summertime all the food it's going to need for the wintertime by being machnis all the food in the harvesting season. And so you see that it's that agra means hachnasa, that it gathers it in. Rav Acha b'rei d'Ravika amar mehacha, ogar b'kayitz ben maskil, that the wise son will gather together all of his food in the summertime. Okay, so now we go on to Musar relating to Dayanim. MS Mamon Yira Simon. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Yom Rabbi Yonason. Kol Dayan Shadon Din MS La Amito Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael. Any Dayan that judges truthfully a Din MS La Amito is going to cause the Shechina to reside in Klal Yisrael. Tosin Bar Basra Dav Ches already raises the question: what's the difference between a Din MS versus MS La Amito? Why the double lashon of MS La Amito? So Tosin says sometimes there's MS in a certain sense, meaning you have this Bal Din claims this, the other Baal Din claims this, and you look in Shulchan Aruch and it says when you have this claim and that claim, this is what the halacha should be. That's MS, because it's following the halacha. But you're listening to these guys, to these Baal Din, and you can tell that one of them is lying. You can tell that one of them is not being totally honest. So emes lamito is you dig a little further, you cross-examine a little bit more, you try to pull out from him a little bit more of what's really going on. So you could argue based on what they said, it was the din emes. But we're looking for emes lamito, that you should actually get to the bottom of things, that you should actually understand what's really going on. So that causes hashras hashchina shnemer elohim nitzavad askel or elohim nitzavad askel bekerav elohim yishpot. That the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masher Shechina and Klal Yisrael, the Adas Kel, is because they're they're implementing the mishpatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koveya. The kol dayin sheinu don dinei mislamito garm l'shchina shetzalik mishol, and not being done dinei mislamito has the opposite effect. Shneimar mishol aniyim me'en kasavyonu ma'ata akum yomar Hashem, that because you caused problems for the aniyim and the avyonim, I'm going to take away my shchina from the Beis Din. From Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Nachman, I'm Rabbi Yonason. Kol dayin shenotel mizev nosin lizeh. Any dayin that takes from one of the baalei din and gives to the other baalei din, shelo kedin. What happens in his courtroom is against the din. Hakadosh Baruch Hu notel menu nafsho. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to take his nefesh from him. Shneimar, because the pasuk initially says al tigzol dal ki dalu val tatke ani v'shar. Don't steal from the ani, thinking he's only an ani. He's not going to be able to do anything to me anyway. So I'm not afraid of him. I could pick on him. Ki Hashem yariv rivam v'kavas koveyam nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is raftes rivam. That's in the kind of, right? A little daf yomi quiz says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be raves rivam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight their fight for them. V'amrav Shua bar Nachmani Amram Yonason. Ne'olam yiradayin atzmo ki l'cherv munachas lo bein yer chosav. A dayin should see it as if a sword is between his thighs. V'gehenim psuch lo mitachtav. And Gehenim is open up beneath him, where it looks like he's about to fall. Shneimri neimitashal Shlomo shishim giborim savlam migibor Yisrael, because the Pasuk Shir Hashirim says that the mita of Shlomo had 60 giborim of the gibor Yisrael around the kula mechuzei charvim lum de milchama, and all of them were holding swords and were well trained warriors. Ish charbo al yirecho mipachad balelos. So this is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, which is mitasa shel Shlomo, is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. The Sanhedrin was in the Lishchas Hagaz, is by the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sanhedrin are the Giborei HaTorah, and they know how to fight the Melchamta Shel Torah, and when they sit for a Din Torah, it's as if there's a Cherev Ne'utza Bein Yarchaseim, because they're Mipachta Shel Gehenim Shedoma Lelaila, that they have the Pachar of Gehenim, which is Doma Lelaila. It is a little bit strange that that the Sanhedrin Gedolah is Shishim Giborim. So Rashi says, yeah, when it says Shishim Slav Davka, it means Shivim Biachas, it means 71. Shishim is close enough. So the Marsha says, never. You never find a pasuk that like that says something like that. That's lav dafki. You find arba'im yakenu, and it's really 39. You know, off by one. You know, 60 is close. Why would you say 60 if you mean 71? Very, very hard to say lav dafka. So the Medrash Rabba says that shishim is dafka. When it says migi bore Yisrael, it means 11 more. Shishim plus migi bore Yisrael. The Medrash doesn't explain how we see from the words migi bore Yisrael that there are 11 more. It could be that there are 11 letters in the words Migi Borei Yisrael, so that's how it means 11 more. But somehow it refers to the Sanhedrin. Darash Rabbi Yoshi Avitim Rav Nachman Yitzchak Maidichsev based David. What does the pasuk mean in Yirmiyo? Based David Karmar Hashem Dina Labokar Mishpat Vatzilu Gazul Miyad Oshek V'chi Baboker Donin V'chal Yom Ein Donin are all Dina Torah only in the morning and not the rest of the day. Ela Imbar Lucha Dover Kaboker Amreu V'imla Val Tamreu. If the Dayan is confident that it's clear to him, clear as morning to him, that the morning is brightening, so he should say what he has to say. And if not, then think a little more. Don't speak yet. Don't say Sakalacha until you have clarity. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yonason Mehacha, that we learn the same message from a different pasuk. Pasuk Mishli says Emor Luchachma Achosiat, which means in Bar Lucha Adavar Ke Achoska Shiasur Lucha, that if it's as clear to you as the halacha that your sister is usher to you, Omreu, then paskin that halacha v'im lav. But if it's not clear, then Alt Omreu, don't say it. If you have 10 people that are sitting in din, they're all going to be punished for any evil sadin. So it says, pshita, of course they're all going to be punished. I mean, if they're all involved in something that's an avla, so obviously they're all going to be punished. No, lo tzricha elu l'talmud ha-yoshev l'fnei rabbo. This is talking about even a Talmud who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, and a din Torah comes to the Rebbe, and the Talmud sees that the Rebbe's mistaken. Even the Talmud's going to be punished for not saying anything. Ravuna kiavasi din l'kamei, when a din Torah came to Ravuna, michnuf maisi asar rabbanim be'rav. He would gather together 10 other rabbis to go in with him on it. Amr ki echidunten shiba mikshura. He said, yeah, it would be easier for all of us to bear the burden together. Meaning, it's if all the punishment comes down on me, then I don't know if I could bear that myself. So I'll bring in a whole bunch of shutfim, and then we'll all bear the burden together. Rav Ashi kavasi tzurafti lekamei. When a treifus shaila would come to Rav Ashi, machnif maisel lukul tapchi demasa mechasya. He would gather all the butchers of Masa Mechasya to deal with the treifus shaila, because they between them the expertise would be enough to answer the question. Amar ki echlim ten shiva mikshura. And again, the same idea. If I take on the psak by myself, I have to bear the full consequences of an erroneous psak. But now I'll have 10 other partners that have to bear it with me, and it's much easier to lift a beam when it's 10 people rather than just one person. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Kohen. He said Rav Nachman Bar Kohen used to darshin in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Dimi would go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, would hear the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, and then would come back to Bavel and report what was being said in the big Bate Medrash in Eretz Yisrael, by the prominent Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. So my dechsiv, he said, what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei? Melech b'mishpat yamin aretz vish trumos ye harsena im dayan doma lemelech sheinu tzorich l'klum. If a dayan is such a bucky in dinim, he has so much chachma that he's like an usher who doesn't need anything, who doesn't lack for anything. So intellectually, he doesn't lack for anything. That's why some of the rishonim understand it. Others say no. It means literally that he doesn't. He's at no risk for bribery because he has everything he needs. Then yamid aretz. Then the din emes is going to be implemented, and the world will stand. But if he's like the Kohen that has to go to the Beis HaGranos to collect the Truma from everybody, so he's reliant on other people, Yerasana, that's going to destroy the world, because then he's going to make mistakes in his din. The Beis HaNasi once appointed a Dayan that was not a Bucky in Dinim. He didn't know anything, but he bribed his way into the position. So Amr Lei, so the people from Beis HaNasi said, the Yehuda Bar Nachmani, to Yehuda Bar Nachmani, who knew how to learn, Mitorgamani de Reish Lakish, and he was the Mitorgamani of Reish Lakish, Kuma Lei Bamora, stand next to the Dayan, and darshan to the whole tzibur loudly, whatever the Dayan whispers to you. Meaning, he's the new Chashva Dayan, so he's going to say a Shir Klali, and you're the Mitorgamani, so listen to what this Dayan says, and you'll be the microphone to announce it to the world. So come, Gachanal, Rabbi Yudra Nachmani bent down next to this Dayan to hear what he had to say. He had nothing to say. He was a total amaretz. He didn't have. He bribed his way into the position. So Pasuk, Rabbi Yudra Nachmani started saying, "Va'amar hoyamar le'etz hakitza uri le'evan dumam." Who yore hinei hu tafel zav v'kesav kol ruach ein bekirbo. He quoted the pesukim in Chabakuk that say you're going to tell a piece of wood to wake up. You're going to tell a rock to wake up, and he's going to go and teach. He's grabbing on to gold and silver. He has no ruach inside of him. A reference to the dayan that he's got nothing. He's empty. He has nothing to say. It's gold and silver that got him here. V'asak rosh baruch li parumi ma'amidan shenemar v'hashem beichal kacho. Hasmi pun of Kala Aretz, and Hashem is going to punish those who appoint such dayanim. Amri Shlakish Kala Maimon Dayan Sheino Hagun. Anyone who appoints a dayan who's not qualified, Kilu Noteya Ashera B'Yisrael. It's like planting an Ashera tree in the Jewish people. Shneemar Shoftim V'Shotim Titein Lecha, because the mitzvah of appointing dayanim is in the pasuk of Shoftim V'Shotim Titein Lecha V'Samachlei, and right near that the pasuk says Lo Sita Lecha Ashera Kol Eitz. It's just three pasukim later Lo Sita Lecha Shera Kol Eitz, and the pasuk is telling us don't appoint a dayan who's like an eitz, who's a Talmud Sheino Agun, and you're doing so is like planting an Asherah. The Aruch Lener says that the comparison to an Asherah is that just like planting an Asherah, there's an Isser in planting an Asherah, even if it's not worshipped, even if nothing happens to it, you just planted it. So too, you think you could hide the dayan. You know, we won't give him any real complicated cases. It's like in baseball, they say, if you have one bad fielder, the ball will always find him, right? Meaning, so you're gonna hide him. Nothing's gonna happen. We'll never get to him. So it's a very, just appointing the dayan is a bad idea. I guess another daf yomi coincidence mentioning avodah zara in today's daf. So Amar Rav Ashi, makom sheyesh talmidei chachamim, in a place that there are talmidei chachamim, kilu natoh etzel mizbeach, then it's not just like planting an asher, it's like planting an asher next to the mizbeach. Shneamar etzel mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. Ksiv lo sasniti eloi chesav eloi zav, eloi chesav eloi zav udelo avdi. Hadeit shari? What do you mean? You're just not allowed to make gold and silver gods, but you're allowed to make gods made out of other things? So Amar Rav Ashi, eloi abba b'shvil kesav, eloi abba b'shvil zav. It refers to a dayan that came about his position because of kesav zav. Rav Kev Asl Beidina, when Rav would come to Beis Din, Amar Hachi, he would say, Barus nafshi l'ktol l'nafik, it's to my own detriment that I'm going to get killed for this. V'tzavi Beis say, lesu avid, and I don't get paid for this, I'm not even providing for my family. V'rekel l'beis say, ayil, and I come to my house empty-handed. Ulevai shtei bia ki yetzia, I should only come out of Beis Din as good as I was when I came into Beis Din. Meaning, I have nothing to gain from being a dayan. Ki avachazi ambua abasre, when he would see a group of people following him to give him kavod, Amar, he would say, Im yal l'shamayim shio, k'klol l'netzach yovad, that even though I'm elevated up to shamayim and I'm being so matzliach, ultimately I'm going to have a downfall. Meaning he would not allow he would not allow himself to become a balgaiva. He would tell him things that would bring himself, a sense of anivus. Marzutra chasida, ki ava makaspile, when Marzutra chasida was being held on people's shoulders b'shabata derigla, on the Shabbos of that they would darshan the halachos of yantif, Amar Hachi, he would say the following, Kilo liolim chosen v'imneza l'dor v'dor, that if you're strong right now, don't rely on that strength, it's gonna come down eventually. Darsh bar kapar, mina milsad dam rabbanim v'msunim b'din, how do I know that that which rabbanim say, that you should be patient in din, d'chsiv lo salib b'malos v'samuch lei v'eila mishpatim, we say lo salib b'malos, don't jump ahead, so in eila mishpatim, in the way that you deal with din. Amar ablazim minayin l'dayon shaliv sal rashi abkodesh, how do I know a dayon should not step over people's heads and act with gaivish? Again, the juxtaposition of losala b'malos with elam mishpatim asher tasim. So Dayan has to remain humble. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with asher tilam day. Great day, everyone.